From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution endorsing a ceasefire in Syria that was brokered by Russia and Turkey. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government. It calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. Michelle Sisson, the deputy U.S. representative to the UN, says the council must make sure the ceasefire holds before giving its full endorsement to the peace plan.
We have voted in favor of this resolution because it strikes the right balance, cautious optimism and support, predicated on hope, but tempered by a realistic need to wait to see how this arrangement is implemented before casting the full weight of the Security Council behind it.
Syrian rebels, meanwhile, said repeated airstrikes by government and Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. Conflict monitors said warplanes were pounding rebel-held villages and towns northwest of Damascus in the strategically important Barada Valley. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had no immediate reports of casualties, but the area had been hit multiple times since Friday. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombings occurred minutes apart at a central Baghdad market Saturday. The twin attacks hit Al-Sinak market that sells car accessories, food and clothes, as well as agricultural seeds and machinery. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. New Year's celebrations continue worldwide with fireworks, parties, and other festivities amidst tight security in some major cities. New Zealand, Australia, and Russia were among the first to ring in 2017. A massive fireworks display lighted the night sky in Hong Kong, and in Sydney, Australia, huge fireworks illuminated the city's famed bridge and opera house. Security is tight at many cities around the world, with barriers up in Berlin, Germany, and Paris, France. In London, armed police officers will travel the city's underground for the first time. Mayor Sadiq Khan says he thinks the British capital has struck the right balance.
We've made sure we've got the balance right in relation to keeping our citizens and visitors safe, but also ensuring that we continue to abide by our way of life. It's that fine balance between reassuring people about their safety and deterring bad guys from doing bad things. And we think we've got the balance right.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis told the faithful gathered for New Year's Mass that they must work in the coming year to help young people succeed and not disregard them. He said, "We cannot speak of the future without reflecting on these young faces and accepting the responsibility we have for our young. More than a responsibility, the right word would be debt. Yes, the debt that we owe them." In New York City, huge dump trucks filled with sand have been parked near Times Square to protect celebrants from vehicle attacks. More than 1 million people are expected to crowd into the area in Midtown Manhattan. In his final weekly media address of 2016, U.S. President Barack Obama reflected on achievements not only from the past year, but also from the whole of his two terms in office. He said, "At a time when we turn the page on 1 year and look ahead to the future, I wanted to take a minute to thank you for everything you've done to make America stronger these past 8 years." Obama has less than 3 weeks left in office, and he noted in his address his transition to the more important role of citizen, but stated his commitment to the country.
"Know that I will be there with you every step of the way to ensure that this country forever strives to live up to the incredible promise of our founding, that all of us are created equal, and all of us deserve every chance to live out our dreams."
President-elect Donald Trump tweeted on Saturday, "Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly they just don't know what to do. Love." Trump takes the oath of office to become U.S. president on January 20th. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.